The sharp crack of a cricket bat arguably is heard more in Afghanistan than the sound of gunfire, even in a country racked by more than three decades of war. In fact, the national obsession with the sport is so strong that the Taliban did not outlaw it as they did with kite flying. But despite the Taliban's acceptance, Rais Ahmadzai, a batsman for the Afghan national team, tells VOA his country's ongoing violence threatens to kill the organized sport and forces him to spend most of his time during the season in the northwestern Pakistani city of Peshawar.
Yeah, it's so hard and so difficult life for us. We are most of the time, like, we are traveling to Peshawar, and sometimes it's so dangerous for us.
Most Afghan players first learned cricket in refugee camps in Pakistan, such as this one outside Islamabad. Young Afghan boys still gather each day to play. Their wickets are rock stacked on top of each other, and some even play in the dirt with bare feet.
Afghan all-rounder Mohammed Nabi says because of his country's violence and lack of proper facilities, the team spends most of its time practicing in Pakistan and host countries.
Before the tournament, we will camp for 1 month or 20 days. Then we will practice.
Officials with the Afghan Cricket Board tell VOA they rely on the international community, private donors, and sponsors for funding. About a year and a half ago, they built a cricket stadium in Kabul. It's nestled between the city's soccer stadium, which was an infamous Taliban execution site, and a makeshift town of tents and mud huts. Teenager Ismail Ibrahim was born in a refugee camp in Pakistan and still lives there. After arriving at the stadium in Kabul, he proudly displays the certificates which attest to his cricket experience and says he hopes his training in Pakistan qualifies him for Afghanistan's under-19 team.
I love cricket and I wanted to do something for my country because of I come here.
Rais Ahmadzai says cricket diplomacy helps spread a softer image of Afghans. He recalls last year's Asian Cricket Council T20 tournament in the United Arab Emirates, where a local newspaper covered his team's overall victory.
The article was coming in the newspaper that's a new Afghan army. So that means we are doing for peace, and we want a good relationship with the world, and we want to do some special for our country.
Some cricket experts say the Afghans have a great deal of potential and a good chance of beating some of the more high-profile teams at this year's T20 World Cup in the Caribbean. But after facing so many different obstacles, the Afghan players say just reaching the prestigious tournament is a victory. Sean Maroney, VOA News, Islamabad.